知行英语 Listen and share.
The bell.叫棚钟声Looking up, the sweepers saw the skeleton of the murdered man whom the evil priest had buried with the treasure. It was rising out of the pit under the trees, eye sockets glowing with blue flames. Mine! The skeleton intoned, stretching his bony arms toward the sweeper. Mine!The sweeper screamed in terror and leaped away from the box of treasure, dropping the coins that he held in his hands. He ran down the hill as fast as he could go, the skeleton in hot pursuit. Behind him, the bells began to ring again as he fled for his life from the ledge. The sweeper kept running long after the sounds of pursuit ceased.It did not stop until he reached his home. It was only then that he realized he had left his shovel back with the buried treasure on top of the hill. It was an expensive shovel, and he could not afford it to lose it. Waiting until daylight, the sweeper went reluctantly back up into the hills to retrieve it.When he reached the ledge, there was no sign of the skeleton, the chest of money, or the hole he had dug the night before. He found his shovel at the top of a tall tree whose first branches began nearly 20 feet above his head. The skeleton must have placed it there after it chased him down the hill. He decided grimly, knowing that there was no way he could retrieve it.他抬起头，发现了与黄金一起被神父掩埋了的那具尸体。尸体此时已经仅仅剩下了骨架，从清洁工在树下挖的那个深坑里面走了出来。眼眶凹陷的地方闪烁着蓝色的光芒，是我的！骷髅慢吞吞地说道，同时胳膊伸向了他。他吓得尖叫起来，马上跳着躲开了装满黄金的箱子，同时也扔掉了手里抓着的金币。他拼命往山下跑，骷髅在后面紧追不舍。身后，钟声在他逃命的时候再次响了起来。身后追赶的声音消失了，但是清洁工仍然继续着朝前跑了很长时间。到了家以后，他才停下来。这时他发现自己把铁铲与宝藏一起丢在山顶上了。铁铲很贵，他实在是丢不起的。等到天大亮以后，清洁工很不情愿地返回山上，想要取回铁铲。他又来到了那个平台上，但是已经不见了骷髅、装满黄金的箱子，还有他昨晚挖的那个洞。他发现铁铲在一棵大树的顶上，这棵树最下面的一根树枝距离他头顶的高度也有差不多20英尺，肯定是那具骷髅追他下山以后回来放上去的。他意识到了可怕的现实，他不可能拿回自己的铁铲了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Looking up, the sweeper saw the skeleton of the murdered man whom the evil priest had buried with the treasure.
他抬起头，发现了与黄金一起被神父掩埋了的那具尸体。
It was rising out of the pit under the trees, eye sockets glowing with blue flames. 尸体此时已经仅仅剩下了骨架，从清洁工在树下挖的那个深坑里面走了出来，眼眶凹陷的地方闪烁着蓝色的光芒。 Mine! Skeleton intoned, stretching his bony arms toward the sweeper. Mine! 是我的！骷髅慢吞吞地说道，同时胳膊伸向了他。The sweeper screamed in terror and leaped away from the box of treasure, dropping the coins that he held in his hands. 他吓得尖叫起来，马上跳着躲开了装满黄金的箱子，同时也扔掉了手里抓着的金币。He ran down the hill as fast as he could go, the skeleton in hot pursuit. 他拼命往山下跑，骷髅在后面紧追不舍。Behind him, the bells began to ring again as he fled for his life from the ledge. 身后钟声在他逃命的时候再次响了起来。The sweeper kept running long after the sounds of pursuit ceased and did not stop until he reached his home. 身后追赶的声音消失了，但是清洁工仍然继续着朝前跑了很长时间。到了家以后，他才停下来。It was only then that he realized he had left his shovel back with the buried treasure on top of the hill. 这时，他发现自己把铁铲与宝藏一起丢在山顶上了。It was an expensive shovel, and he could not afford it to lose it. 铁铲很贵，他实在是丢不起的。Waiting until daylight, the sweeper went reluctantly back up into the hills to retrieve it. 等到天大亮以后，清洁工很不情愿地返回山上，想要取回铁铲。When he reached the ledge, there was no sign of the skeleton, the chest of money, or the hole he had dug the night before. 他又来到了那个平台上，但是已经不见了骷髅。装满黄金的箱子，还有他昨晚挖的那个洞。He found his shovel at the top of a tall tree, whose first branch get nearly 20 feet above his head. 他发现铁铲在一棵大树的顶上，这棵树最下面的一根树枝，距离他头顶的高度也有差不多20英尺。The skeleton must have placed it there after it chased him down the hill.肯定是那具骷髅追他下山以后回来放上去的。He decided grimly, knowing that there was no way he could retrieve it. 他意识到了可怕的现实，他不可能拿回自己的铲了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。Whom, 定语从句中从句修饰人的时候要用 who 和 who。Whom 作为 who 的宾语，用在当从句修饰主句中的宾语，而且宾语是人的情况下。当然，少数情况下 who 也可以替换 whom， 但是从句修饰主语的时候一定不能用 whom。
Run as fast as he go，
这里有个常用的短语 as 和什么什么一样，像什么什么一样，一般第一个 as 后面跟形容词或者副词，第二个 as 往往连接一个不完整的从句，表示比较。
In hot pursuit，
紧追不舍，穷追不舍。要注意，这里使用的是 hot。
There was no way，
绝对不会，断无什么什么的可能。后面一般跟宾语从句。No way， 口语中的意思是没门儿，表示一种很坚定的语气。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。